Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so much to talk about right there in Susie's newscast. I'm tempted to start with Jake Lang because that's where Chad and I left off at the bottom of the hour, and I think it's worth continuing the conversation because it is, man, I hate our community being used as a prop for these agitators who come in from out of town just trying to get digital likes, digital clicks, get their hype, get their name out there. And we sort of get roped right into it, don't we? The question is, what should we do? Jake Lang is so racist and so extreme that when the Minneapolis police sent out their release this weekend about arresting this clown, they called him an extreme right agitator? Is that?
That's what I heard.
When the cops, instead of saying, 24-year-old man or whatever this guy is, I confess, I couldn't give one rip about this guy. I don't care about him. I don't know anything about him, but I hate when they use our community as a set, as a backdrop. This guy cares 0% about Minneapolis. It may as well be Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or Cleveland. He doesn't care. He flies in from wherever, does his show, provokes, has a sign up with the N-word on it. But man, we just, in Minnesota, we love to protest. We love to show up. We love to organize so dang much that I think sometimes the logical thing would be to stay home. 651-461-9226. Wouldn't it have been better if no one came? I'll tell you, my career as a TV reporter, I have been assigned to cover protests where six people show up to protest. And you know what you do? Go find another story. It's over. If Jake Lang and his kind of ragtag group of racist boneheads showed up in front of City Hall in Minneapolis this weekend and nobody was there, but we can't help ourselves, can we? I think Minnesotans cannot help themselves. We love to protest and to freak out and to be self-righteous so much that, in fact, it ends up hurting our own cause. And in this case, it would have been better for everybody to stay home. Maybe you're out there. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you think the right way to respond to hateful rhetoric is to show up and yell louder. I think there are times that approach makes sense. Did it work out for anybody this weekend, do you think? I don't. I don't think it worked out. Texters at 651-461-9226 say Jake Lang's free speech protections end when he shows up with what are considered fighting words, which he always does. I think that's right. But if no one was there, who would care? Right? Doesn't that make some of these goons go away? If you just didn't show up and said, you're not worthy of my attention. It's a weekend, man. Like, I know if you're a left-wing protester, It's been a little quiet for a while. You haven't had much to protest. You probably hit your peak during Operation Metro Surge. Lots to protest. And it's been, if you love to protest, which I do think people love to protest.
Starting to.
But I think, why show up? Why show up? And there were a lot of freaking people there. I couldn't believe it. And the mayor said, and I get it, if you're a professional protest class, and by professional protester, I don't mean like what the goofballs on the right say that, oh, so-and-so are getting paid. I'm saying like you love this. You love it. You love to show up, and you love to tell people how wrong they are. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Just go for a walk. Go ride your bike. Go take the weekend off. Ignore this clown. He is a clown. He is an agitator. This is not a serious policy person. This is not an elected official. This is a nobody who gets oxygen based on the creating anger and getting people to show up. And Minnesotans showed up. They showed up aggressively. Then they freaked out on the police. The police are escorting Jake. Well, what do you want to happen? Mm-hmm. Police are supposed to like fall back and let the goofball protesters like murder this man? I think it was embarrassing for Minnesotans. The more I talk about it, I think this was embarrassing for us. It would have been the grown-up, neighborly, smart approach that I was praising all during Operation Metro Surge. It would have been the smart approach to ignore the dude. Texters at 651-461-9226. Jake Lang is an agitator, nothing more, nothing less. And while he may be trying to be a patriot, his delivery is absolute horse bleep at best, and I lean right, but this guy is a clown. On YouTube, Ugel says, I only wish Jake Lang and his crew were there to show off a tiny crowd. And said Spider-Man showed up and attacked. Texter says that my attitude on this is because the N-word doesn't directly affect me because that word means nothing to me in my history of being. I'm not saying that by not showing up, you're tacitly endorsing it. I'm saying the opposite. The most effective way to shut guys like this guy down, racist, hateful, agitators, is to totally ignore them. Totally ignore them. And I understand in our world today, that is not an accepted opinion. In fact, I'm sure some Instagrammer is going to take this video and make it look like I'm on Team Jake Lang, which I am not. On YouTube, commenter says it's the principle of the whole thing. You have to show him that scum like him and his followers are not welcome here, period. Why? Why do you have to show him that? Like, did that point get made to Jake Lang? Do you think he's sitting in the jail cell today thinking like, man, they sure told me? Yeah. No, he's sitting in the jail cell thrilled. Because not only did he get arrested, which makes him be a little more of a martyr, he, now I'm talking about him. I didn't want to talk about him. Jake Lang is a Temu Tucker Carlson. I like that. Jason, of course you say ignore him. You're not a minority. He's talking about my parents, my grandparents. This hits us different than a white person.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code The Difference for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, in no way can I fully understand what it's like to be on the receiving end of that sort of hatred, of that sort of racist. You're 100% correct that my lived experience as a white man in no way lets me understand how viscerally a racist like this would hurt you. That said, there are hundreds of thousands of people spreading racist rhetoric around the country. And so I do think it's reasonable to say, what is the smart way to deal with it? What is the most effective way to shut it down? It feels good to get out there and tell them to cram it, to get out of here. It feels good. But is it smart? I think it's not. Texter says, I say this all the time, regardless of what people are protesting or who or what. My question is, how does everybody get the time off from work? What is the weekend? Like, come on.
Most people.
Anybody can take a day off or an afternoon off. If you care enough about something, you take the time off. Mm-hmm. Texter, it's a catch 22. If you don't show up, they don't show. Better to know where the Nazis are than to have them hiding under their troll bridge. There is some. I do understand that argument, that just by being silent and not showing up, it doesn't make the hate go away. Mm-hmm. But does this make the hate go away? Does this change anyone's mind? Jason, you see how quickly it escalates. Protect all your people, not just some. We know who our allies are. The reason an Instagrammer will take this is because it's not allyship. I don't care about allyship. I don't care. Do you get to put a badge on and say, I'm an ally? Like, who cares? I believe allyship is action. It's dedicated over time. Being a true ally is not showing up to one dumb protest about an agitator and then, like, throwing stuff at him and having a big dispute. Is that allyship? No. I don't think it is. We all have different ways of getting there. I think, because I disagree with showing up and screaming at this racist, I don't think that that indicates that, oh, well, you're like, DeRusha's racist. Like, come on. With this style of debate and discussion is, I don't know. Do you feel it gets anywhere? Does it get you anywhere? Or does it just make people feel like they're superior in their position? Are you changing minds? Are you moving people forward? I don't know. I don't know. I think not. Keep the texts and comments coming. Your calls welcome as well. 651-461-9226.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room, Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.